speaking.
Good morning. I'm sorry, you said Melissa?
This is she.
Okay, hi, Melissa. My name is Cedria Colvin. I was calling on behalf of my father, Cedric McMillan. I just left a message for, I believe her name is Erica. I was told that she's the intake coordinator, and I received both your number and Erica's number from Danielle, who came to service my father last week. I believe it was Wednesday. So I was reaching out because I just was caught off guard with that someone was coming out. They called the next day and they said they was coming out, but there was no conversation or paperwork being signed to move forward with Family First. And
call
so I just
one. Sorry, I'm trying to keep going. Our system is kind of wacky with everything that's happening. Okay, Cedric McMillan, you said, correct?
Cedric,
sorry. Okay, and so nobody made you aware that someone was supposed to go when?
Okay, so he called me the day before and said that someone was coming out, but that's not the process that I'm used to, even though this is fairly new. Previously with the other two companies that we dealt with, other three, there was like a conversation, and there was paperwork that was signed. The very last company that actually did move forward with servicing them before his hours were reduced, there was a nurse that came out and sat down and talked with him, and she had him sign paperwork. So for him to receive a call and someone call the next day, that just, to me, that process seems off.
So I feel like there are two different types of services, because usually when it's a regular home care, there's usually not a nurse that goes and opens the case. I know that's usually for like skilled services, but no one spoke to you in regards to sending you a person?
No one spoke to me directly because they have my father's number. So they're talking to him directly. So he did speak to someone, but my dad is elderly and he also drinks. So it's but so much that he's going to remember and retain. So he just told me that someone is coming. He didn't remember the name of the company. But not even aside from him receiving a call to be informed that someone was calling, there was no paperwork, no documentation that was signed to agree for someone to call. So it's multiple layers to this that I'm dealing with.
So the only thing I'm confused is that, okay, so the VA sent us an authorization to start services. I don't know if the services that you're mentioning is different from the services that they authorize us to provide, because usually how it works is that we would find a caregiver. Usually they do a three-way call to confirm everything's good to go, and then the case can start. I know when it's a certified aide, I don't know, to be honest, if they have that in Pennsylvania. Usually they do the nursing visit and all that stuff, but that's not what they authorized us to start the case, if that makes sense. It's just for personal care. And I don't think I apologize, our system is down because of this outage that's going on, but the only number that I see here that was provided, that we put in the system, is the 484 number, assuming that's your father's number.
Right. Yeah, it is. So I don't know if his reduction of hours just automatically makes it something different. I know that there is personal care, but what you're saying is I'm just not aware of, because a lot of this is new. So the fact that, you know, it's okay to just call and someone comes out, to me that just seems foreign, because the process that we were going with when we were beginning this process with the two companies and one of the two we actually moved forward, there was documents that were signed to say, okay, I authorized this home care service to come out. And this is new. So I don't know that there is, and I understand a nurse not coming out because the nurse comes out when it's a certain level of care. I get that. But part of it is the documentation part, like the agreement. So it sounds like what I'm hearing from you is that the phone conversation is sufficient. They can have a phone conversation, say, hey, we're coming out, and then that's it. That is That's what it sounds like to me.
So also my confusion is that supposed to go through like when, okay, so you're saying that the A is, I'm trying to figure this all out. When you say that you, that they sign documents, is that from the VA? Cause what happened,
no.
Okay. Cause now I'm super confused.
Yeah. So here, just to, maybe let me elaborate a little bit. So there were three agencies we were dealing with. The first one we went through that called us up. I sat down, we signed some documents. We were going to move forward, but I thought they were extremely unprofessional. So I said, no, we're not going with them. Then they assigned us to a new agency. The second agency, we did a phone interview because the other people that normally handles it were not in. And then I immediately received a call from the supervisor. They decided not to proceed forward with my father for whatever reasons they disclosed. Okay, so then we were reassigned to a third agency, which was Bayada. A Bayada nurse came out, sat down and spoke with my dad, asked some questions. We signed some paperwork. Well, he signed the paperwork, and then the nurse came out. So it's still a home care service. Now, you're the fourth, home care provider that we're dealing with. So for me, because there's no paperwork, this aspect is new. It's still all through the VA. Usually what is happening, the VA informs the home care service and they contact my father. That's fine. It's just what I'm referring to as far as that the paperwork, it appears that there's no paperwork. So I'm wondering why in this particular scenario, is there no paperwork required? And I'm wondering, is it because he went from 9 hours to now 3 hours? So maybe it's categorized as low level or something. I don't know. Maybe there it's in a different category that doesn't require that. So that's where I'm just trying to figure out. In addition, I don't know what the lady's schedule is. Okay, is she coming out? Is her goal to come out once a week for 3 hours, or is she going to come out 3 times a week for 1 hour? Like, those details, I don't know. So that's why I said it's multiple layers. I hope that brings clarity.
No, so I understand. Okay, so the whole thing in regards to the level of care, that would be something that you would have to discuss with the VA, assuming that, like you said, if his hours were decreased to a different level of care, maybe that's why. Because we usually don't do, like, if they send us an authorization, we'll start their services with the authorization provided. I don't, you know, I don't know about anything being signed. Yeah, and then the VA usually sends us a care plan of what the aide has to do. Now, in regards to the aide, or the caregiver, rather, they did speak to Mr. Cedric, and he agreed to have the aide come on Wednesdays from 11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
It's just once a week. But again,
okay.
I'm looking at the authorization now here, and I don't see your phone number anywhere. This is why you weren't made aware of anything. All I see
right.
is his
I wasn't
phone
expecting
number.
Someone to call me. That's just for clarity. I was not expecting anyone to call me because I know they only call my father.
Yeah, because I'm trying to see. Because usually we'll try to, if there's someone that we would reach out to, but we didn't have your information. If not, we would have let you know. But
that's
in regards.
Fine.
So in regards to the nurse visit, that's not something that we do. I don't know if you want to discuss with the social worker from the VA to just see what's going on, because I don't want to give you wrong information.
Yeah, I mean, I'll talk to her as well, and maybe she can do some research. It's just that I did not know. And there's but so much I can do as far as asking my dad. He's just not aware of what's going on, and he does depend on me. So because we began this process and the previous companies required us to sign documentation, to me it was foreign that this process can begin without any documentation signed. So that's all I'm saying, that it's, you know, it's like, yeah, and then you all were closed last Thursday, and I didn't remember to call Friday, so I was really, really confused. So I can call the social worker just to find out about the differences. Are there certain scenarios when documentation is not, I mean, because he did give authorization to the VA, So maybe that third-party authorization going through the VA was sufficient for your company, and there was no need for him to sign any documentation with your company because he's already given it through the VA, and his verbal agreement over the phone is also okay. So, okay, so is she planning to come the same day each week, like every Wednesday?
Yeah, it should be every Wednesday.
Okay, and it's from 11 to 2 every Wednesday?
Correct.
Okay, and that helps me to plan around my schedule because I help him as well throughout the week and over the weekend. Okay, all right, well, that's pretty much all I have for now. Like I said, I'll reach out to the social worker to ask those for other details.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm hoping I'm giving you all the right answers. I mean, like, I don't want to be like, yeah, no, this and this. From what I know of, that's usually, like, we'll get an authorization informing that we are able to service a member, and then we go from there. But, like, a nurse visit, for sure, that we don't do.
Okay, that's fine. All right, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.